overall, what did you think?
I thought we had a lot of good work. I mean, I thought on both sides for us, all three sides, rather, special teams, offense, and defense, it's really good to come out and do this against another team. Obviously, just like I talked about, we got to handle the elements right. You know, it's a little hot, a little humid, and that's what I'm glad it is. The hotter, the better, because that's the way it's going to be as we start during the season, obviously, against Miami. So it's good to be in this situation practicing against a different team. And, again, we'll go back and watch the tape. I know there's some things we got to clean up and do better, but at the same time, I thought the work overall between both teams was really good.
Hugh, it looked like Gordon gets on the field and it doesn't look like he's been gone a long time.
Yeah. He does. He's a talented player, as we all know. But, you know, he's just got to keep taking the next step. You know, I think this was different for him. It's been a while since he's been real sweaty, you know, real hot, you know, in that mode. And so he's just got to keep fighting it, and we got to get him there. You know, obviously he's a ways away from getting the opportunity to truly play in a game. But, again, it was good for him to get out here and do this.
What do you like about the tandem of him and Pryor on the field at the same time? Is that a matchup problem for you?
Well, I mean, they provide us some opportunities to do some things that we like to do. So, you know, Pryor, him, Corey, Hawk, you know, we got a lot of good guys, a lot of different pieces that we can use. So, again, those guys are just part of it. But, we got some other guys, and we just got to keep getting better.
For those of us who followed Robert's career, he wouldn't be here if he didn't believe in him. But how sure are you helping him return to what he was as a rookie?
How sure can I help him?
No, how sure are you that he can return to that?
Oh, well, you never know. We haven't played a game, but I'm very comfortable and confident in what he's done thus far. He's done a great job. He did some real good things out here today. I think he's getting better each and every day. You know, again, it's good to come out and play against another team in a practice setting, because normally we practice against our own guys. So he had to see some things differently, adjust some things, and I thought he did a good job of doing that.
With all he's been through, what advice could he give to a Winston who's just starting his career?
Well, I think the biggest thing you would have to ask Robert, because he would have to tell you what he's been through. You know, what we try to do since he's been with us, we just put all that behind him, you know, and we've just moved forward. So we don't even talk about the past anymore.
Halfway through training camp now, what do you like best about your ball club?
Well, I think we'll compete. I think our guys will work at it. You know, I just think we got to truly understand how close things are to being good and how close you are to not being so good. You know, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's the fundamentals. It's doing things right all the time. It's paying attention to detail all the time. That's what's going to give this football team a chance to win.
Here I saw Pryor beat Grimes two or three times at various throws. Just comment on his state of progression.
He's done a great job. I mean, obviously, I'm very happy for Terrell. You know, the sky's the limit for him if he'll keep working. You know, we can never get complacent, any of those young guys. And he's a young guy playing that position, even though he's played in the National Football League at another position. But he just can't get complacent. You know, his talent, he's very talented. But at the same time, I just know there's so much more in there for him. And if he'll keep working at it, who knows what that young man can be.
Jamar Taylor showed up again today with the pick. What do you like about his game? I know we talked about
makes plays. He makes plays. And I didn't get a chance to see that. I can't wait to go back and watch our defense. But that's what we expect from our corners. You know, they got to get their hands on the ball. You know, it was unfortunate sometimes their defense got their hands on too many of our balls. So we need to keep getting better on both sides of the ball. Defense, we got to get turnovers, and offense, we got to prevent them.
Hugh, during a week like this, how valuable is the time away from Berea with the team in the
hotel? Yeah, no, the bonding will be good, you know, but I'm going to trust them, you know, because if we were at home, we would normally be into our regular schedule. So we're going to meet with them, obviously, but I'm also going to give them a chance to be around each other a little bit more in a different setting. And I think that's important too, because we need to learn how to handle this. We're going to go on the road quite a bit early, so we need to learn how to handle it and handle it right, because tomorrow we got to come back out here and do it again and get better.
You done Deke Alexander had a pick today too. It's like, he's an undrafted guy. Seems you kind of talking about that inside depth chart.
No, he is. I mean, we got guys that are working, you know, and that's the beautiful part about it. I think our guys are accepting the challenge. I'm on them every day, I promise you that. So we just got to keep rising up and understand the game's Friday. This is about practice, you know, getting better in practice, getting better fundamentally, getting better within our schemes offensively, defensively, and special teams. And then we'll test it, you know, on Friday when we get ready to play the game.
How's he fared in those preseason games?
He's done well. You know, he can run. I think we all know that. You know, he's shown that he will tackle. He's been a valuable asset on special teams. So, again, he has ability. We're glad he's here.
Could you make any observation about Corey Coleman today?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to have him back out there, you know, just running around. He made a play over in the sideline. Again, he's learning too, you know, but again, he's exactly what we thought he was. And I think he'll get better and better as we keep pushing him through it. long as we can keep him out there. Again, those hamstrings are kind of tricky, but we'll see where he's at tomorrow, but we need him back out here practicing. He could be. They could be all over the place. I think you guys know me. I come up with all these crazy dreams, you know, and I'll put these guys all over the place. They might be playing tackle someday. You never know. But, no, those guys afford us an opportunity to do a lot of different things, and we're just scratching the surface because, again, we got to keep them all out there. You know, sometimes you have to make amends if one's not out there, if two of them's not out there. So we'll just keep working through it. But they're talented. They're a talented trio.
How encouraging was it to see Hawk so active in his first team drills?
Very, very. And that's what we expect from Hawk. He's one of the leaders of this team. You know, so he has to come out every day and compete with his guys. He's healthy. He's excited to be back out there and playing, and we expect that man to make plays for us.